Good morning. It's Friday, July 3rd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A powerful heat wave is tightening its grip on the eastern United States just as millions prepare for the 4th of July holiday. Forecasters say temperatures will top 100 degrees Fahrenheit across parts of Washington, Philadelphia, and New York, with humidity pushing the heat index as high as 115 degrees. The National Weather Service has warned that prolonged heat with little overnight cooling poses a serious health risk, especially for people without air conditioning or proper hydration. The extreme weather is also affecting outdoor events, including World Cup matches and Independence Day celebrations. Officials are urging residents to limit time outside as cooler air is expected to arrive later in the weekend. Another news. A former U.S. Olympian is facing felony charges after allegedly damaging the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in Washington, D.C. Authorities say 67-year-old David Davy Hearn, a three-time Olympic canoeist, pulled up newly installed sealant from the recently renovated pool, causing about $1,000 in damage. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro called it a deliberate act of vandalism, while Hearn insists he merely touched material that was already peeling and denies causing any damage. The reflecting pool has struggled with structural problems despite a $14 million renovation, and several others have also been arrested in connection with the damage. The case will now move through the federal court system around the world. Iran is preparing for a week of nationwide mourning ahead of the funeral of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed during the recent conflict with the United States and Israel. Authorities have planned large public processions in Tehran, Qom, Mashhad, and Iraq, while offering discounted accommodation and expanded transport to encourage attendance. Officials describe the ceremonies as a demonstration of national unity and support for the Islamic Republic. However, analysts say the events come amid growing public frustration over years of economic hardship and political repression. Security has also been tightened, with temporary airspace restrictions and warnings against any renewed military action during the funeral period. Another news. Ukraine's capital has endured one of the largest Russian air assaults since the war began. Officials say at least 30 people were killed and more than 90 injured after Russia launched 74 missiles and nearly 500 drones during an overnight attack lasting more than 11 hours. Residential buildings, an ambulance station, and humanitarian facilities were among the sites hit, while thousands of residents sought shelter in Kyiv's underground metro stations. Moscow said it targeted military and energy infrastructure in response to Ukrainian strikes inside Russia, but Ukrainian officials accused the Kremlin of deliberately attacking civilians. President Volodymyr Zelensky is again urging allies to provide more advanced air defense systems. Another news. A deadly explosion has struck the heart of Syria's capital. A bomb planted inside a cafe near Damascus Palace of Justice killed at least 9 people and wounded 20 others, according to Syria's Interior Ministry. Investigators say the device weighed around 1 kilogram and was packed with metal shrapnel, causing extensive damage and severe injuries. No group has claimed responsibility, but officials say the attack reflects continuing security challenges as Syria's new government works to stabilize the country following the end of the civil war. Analysts warn that extremist groups, including Islamic State sleeper cells, remain capable of carrying out deadly attacks despite losing most of their former territory. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,